newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Cool Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip, hip, hip,
chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest.
We'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. This is Fucked Up, off of the latest EP, The Year of the Pig. That song was called The Black Hats. Yeah. I don't know what to say, guys. It's been a busy week for me. There are a lot of shows coming up in the future that I'll tell you about in just a bit. But I've had a busy week. Had a very life-altering week. My living situation changed within a very, very short period of time, and I had a freak out, and lots of stuff is happening for me, so I'm kind of tired. And I also thought that I was going to be meeting up with one of my friends here at UBC before I came here to the station to do my show. And I was kind of late, and I showed up at UBC pretty early, at least early for me. My friend wasn't there. Probably because I was really late, but it's still really early for me. So, kind of tired, but I have a fairly long show. I have a lot of music that I want to get through today, but I know that I won't be able to get through all of it. But I'll try. I'll try my hardest, anyways. I missed a really good show last night. High on Fire and Mono played. I don't remember where it was. Maybe Richards, something like that. And I planned on going because I do believe that I announced the show last week, and I was thinking about it and then forgot about it because I've just been so freaking busy. And then yesterday afternoon at about 5, I was like, oh, I have Fires tonight. I should totally go because I know it's going to be an amazing show. But I didn't. And then Luke Meat came into CITR today and was telling me about how amazing the show was. So maybe if you went, I hope you had a good time. You can give me a call here in the studio. Tell me all about it, or you could even place a request if you wanted to, or just talk, whatever, it doesn't matter. The phone number here in the studio is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And just a reminder to all of the wonderful people that donated to our funding drive this year. If you haven't dropped off, if you're making a cash or check donation, you haven't dropped it off yet, please remember to do so, because that would be awesome. And for the people that did donate through my show, your gifts will be coming soon-ish. I haven't finished making all the shirts, but I'm almost there. It's going to take a lot of time. It's just going to take some time, guys. So sit tight, and you will get your lovely gifts very, very soon. I would hope, anyways. Music that I wanted to play today. There's a show coming up that I wanted to go to and that I wanted to give tickets away for. I'm going to the show, but I wanted to give away tickets for the Ravenettes show that is happening this coming Monday, October 29th at Richards on Richards. The Ravenettes, I miss them every time they come here, so I'm going to go this time, and I reserved a pair of tickets to give away on my show today. I was going to give them away this week because this is the show before the Ravenettes play on Monday, and came to the station and someone gave away the tickets that I reserved. So I don't have any more tickets to give away. Not that I had gave any away in the first place, but I'm really sorry. I'm really bummed out about this. I had a lot to say, but now I'm just thinking about this and it's totally making me sad. But maybe I'll come up with some other tickets to give away. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. And so why don't we play some Ravenettes? They are playing this Monday at Richards. This is off of their album, what is it called? Chain Gang of Love. This is that great love sound by the Ravenettes on We All Fall Down. We'll be right back.
it happens like this.
Who are you? I'm Nardwuar, a human serviette. And everybody probably already knows that, right?
Man, you are out of it. You really are out of it.
Oh, right. Thanks much, Timothy Leary, and...
Welcome to my castle! Welcome to my castle!
On November 2nd at 7:19 p.m. at the Sub Ballroom, come celebrate Nardwuar, the human serviette's 20th anniversary at a free, all-ages anniversary gig with his band, The Evaporators.
For those who like to drink, there'll be a beer garden set up separately from the show.
Also playing will be local power pop sensations The Transmitters, the dual female blast of the Pack AD, and the tasty accordion stylings of Kid Cordine.
That's the Sub Ballroom, 6138 Sub Boulevard on the UBC campus, November 2nd at 7:19 p.m. sharp. Come and get evaporated.
You know, I've been familiar with Nardwuar for a very, very long time, and I don't know why, like, I'm still super surprised every time I hear him talk or I hear any of the bands that he's in. Like, just anytime I hear him, like, just, I don't know, I get this feeling like, oh my God, who is this? Oh, right, Nardwuar, right, of course. And that is the magic that I will expect at the Nardwuar the Human Serviette 20th anniversary show. 20, I believe, yes, it's 20th, because... Nardwuar has been on the air here on CITR for 20 years, and so I believe tomorrow, I think it's, no, sorry, next Friday, he'll be doing an anniversary show, and he'll be on air for 20 hours, like 20 hours, he'll be awake and on air. Does that make any sense to you? It doesn't make any sense to me, but you know, what makes sense to you or me might make, wait, might, no, I lost it. All right, I lost my train of thought. But anyways, Nardwuar, next Friday. I'm really good at these things, obviously. Next Friday, Nardwuar at 5 p.m. he'll start at 5 and then go on for 20 hours and do this huge long radio show thing. And then here at UBC in the Student Union Building sub ballroom that's up on the second floor, kids, we'll be having an all ages show to celebrate said anniversary. It'll be free, but you still need to pick up tickets for it, because if we reach capacity, we will say no. You are not allowed in. So grab your tickets, guys. You can get tickets here at CITR. You can get them at Zulu, right, Victoria?
Right.
And Scratch and Zulu? Red Cat. Yep, it's on now.
Yes.
And we will have alcoholic beverages for those that are of age, if you needed to know that. And we will also have the evaporators, the transmitters, and the pack playing all for free.
So it will be an amazing time.
Of course. Of course, and it's free.
And Maria will be there.
I'll be there. I'll be there from the beginning to the bitter end.
Because she's awesome.
I guess so. Sometimes. So that is happening next Friday, November 2nd, at 7:19 p.m.
Where?
I already told them. The sub ballroom.
Awesome.
Yeah, you just weren't here. You missed it,
guess
Victoria.
So. Sorry, guys.
Way to go. Way to blow it. Yeah. Totally run out of things to say, so... We're going to keep going. I think I queued up something. No, I didn't queue up anything. But after, I'll play a cover. I'll play a cover of the Ramones, because there is a Vancouver Ramones cover band called the Ramores, and they will be playing two shows coming up in the near future. They'll be playing this Saturday at the Cobalt. I think it's Saturday. Yes. And they'll also be playing on Halloween night. And I'll give you the details for that show in just a bit. And I don't have anything recorded by the Ramores, so I'll just play another Ramones cover song, which will kind of be the same thing. And then after that, perhaps we'll get to some evaporators and some transmitters, just to give you a wee bit of a taste of what next Friday will be like.
Wait, so you're playing a cover band of the Ramones that's not the Ramores?
Yeah.
But you're playing the cover band of the Ramones to tribute to the Ramores, who are a cover band of the Ramones.
Sure, you can interpret it that way.
Okay.
I wanted to play Ramones cover, and I didn't have the Ramores, but I have this other band, so yeah, that's the way it's going to go.
Makes sense.
Is that okay with you, Victoria?
It's okay.
I hope so. Here we go. Watch me botch this up like I always do.
Girls are frisky in old Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go. Whoa, 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 whoa.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. That was The Black Dahlia Murder off of their album Miasma. That song was called I'm Charming. And I wanted to play something off of their newest album. Their new album is called Nocturnal, I do believe, but I don't have it. Maybe I'll go buy it today so that I can play it for you next week. Max just came in and reminded me that this would be my last show before Halloween. I totally forgot. Oh my God. It's too late. What?
The Halloween song.
Wait, which Halloween song?
That Halloween song you played for me for last two...
I played a Halloween song?
I don't know. It was something involving Boris.
Yvonne Hrvatska.
Yeah.
I wanted to do, a whole... Sorry. Every year I do, the Christmas show, or the holiday show, or whatever. I do the Halloween show, and I try to do the Valentine's Day show sometimes, and I do, my show's anniversary show, and the end of the year show, and I completely forgot.
Marielle,
I thought I had more time.
Who are you these days?
I don't know. I've been busy. You know what? Maybe I'll do an All Saints Day show because my show will be November 1st, which is the day after Halloween.
That would be good.
Instead of doing a Halloween thing, I'll still play Halloween music, but do it November 1st is All Saints Day, so point of Halloween is supposed to be the eve of All Saints Day. So maybe I'll save it till next week. It'll be okay.
Okay.
Is nothing more hardcore than doing a Halloween show with 364 days to go till Halloween.
I guess you could look at it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, sure, why not? So I'll do it next week, but damn it. Oh, well. It's okay.
It happens, I guess.
Yeah, shit happens.
This time, Maria, I'll let it go, but... I don't know.
Whatever, you've never heard my Halloween shows before.
How do you know?
Because they weren't podcasted last year.
Yeah, but maybe I was listening to CITR.
No, you didn't. No, you weren't. No.
Too bad you can't, make sounds in my face right
now.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That
I don't know what that face is, and I don't really want to know. We'll just keep going. Before the Black Dahlia Murder, I played the riff Randall's... How about some Bouncing Souls? Sure. I play the riff Randall's off of their newest album, Double Cross. That song is called Traitor of the Heart. Before that, I played the Dropkick Murphys, the Gangs off of The Gang's All Here. That song is called Blood and Whiskey. And the Dropkick Murphys are coming to play a show in Vancouver, but apparently the show has sold out already.
Just looking at that, yes, it's sold out.
What?
Apparently it's sold out.
Yeah.
According to my email.
Yeah, I saw a listing for it, and it said it was sold out, which is so weird because I've seen the Dropkick Murphys five times in my life, and every time I've seen them... I don't think the show's ever sold out.
Yeah, according to my email, it's sold out here.
According to the internet, it is sold out.
But those things, they lie. There's always tickets somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
Floating.
It's okay.
I think I see one flying behind your head right now.
Oh, really? Where?
There you got it. Nope, missed. Oh, it's gone.
No, okay. Yeah. Whatever. It's okay. I've seen them five times. It's all right. Before the Dropkick Murphys, I played the Evaporators off of their album Ripple Rock. That song was called Half Empty Halls. And the Evaporators are playing next Friday here in the Sub Ballroom. And who knows? Maybe it'll be a half-empty hall. Maybe no one will show up. And it will indeed be
that.
A half-empty hall. I'm just trying to tie it into the song name.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But how about
Yeah, let's look at a more positive outcome.
Yeah.
There'll probably be a lot of people there. You know what? I know there'll be a lot of people there.
Marielle's going to be there. So you guys
I'll be there. I'll be there, so come on out.
Signing autographs.
We'll be free. I'll signing autographs,
on
taking
asses,
pictures.
Breasts, whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever.
Can I say that?
Sure, I don't really care.
Okay.
Are you enjoying that Vice magazine, Max?
I'm definitely enjoying it. I'm smelling the Vice magazine, because guess what?
It smells really good. Actually.
Apparently, hipsters are wearing Adidas cologne.
Yo.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Random fact. I was at Zulu the other day opening CDs with Melanie.
Yeah.
Cake? You know the band Cake?
Yeah. Talking to the other side of the mic.
Sorry. Cake?
Yeah.
They have a smelly CD.
A smelly CD?
Yeah. I was helping her open CDs. And I opened one with a thing, and we're like, what smells so good? And then we were smelling ourselves, and it wasn't us. And then we smelled the CD, and it's a smelly, really, really good smelly CD.
Is it a new one?
I'm assuming so. I haven't really
cake
followed Cake.
Smelly. Did it smell like cake?
No, it smelled like fruits, and, like love, and just sweetness of a nice. It was just really. Like, imagine smelling Zulu Records and then smelling this sweet CD of, like, grade two preciousness and innocence. I don't know. It smelled like that. And it was
that
really good.
That was really deep.
I know. Not really. But that's what it smelled like okay. in the old Zulu record, like, smelling wooden, you know. Yeah. It was awesome.
Crazy.
Not that Zulu Records smelled
bad. I'll
keep
my
just
nose
different.
Out for that.
Yeah.
Or something.
Cool. Good smelling things.
Thanks. Thanks, Victoria. Good smell.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, no. Totally, totally cool. Before the Evaporators, I played the Transmitters because the Transmitters will also be playing at that show next Friday. Off of their self-titled full-length album, that song is called Is Your Head Hollow. And I started off that set... Did I start off that set with Bratz on the Beat? I played the Ramones cover band. Bratz on the Beat, or the cover album, and that song is a cover of California Sun, which is already a cover originally, but whatever, I still like it. And Anti-Flag before that, with off of their album Underground Network, that was the title track. And Anti-Flag are also coming to play a show in Vancouver. So it's time. It is time to talk about shows. I did extensive research on shows coming up in Vancouver. Clappy, clappy.
That's lovely.
Thank you. Yeah, this is going to be a long one, guys, so sit tight, but who knows? Maybe there are people out there that want to hear about dozens of shows.
Just plug Nardwar.
I did. I've plugged Nardwar so much.
There is never enough plugging of the Nardwar.
I'll bring it up again. I'll bring it up again. Don't worry. But this Friday, October 26th, Stinkmit is playing a show. Stinkmit is playing with Fake Shark Real Zombie at the Backstage Lounge. The next night, Fake Shark Real Zombie are playing another show. I think they told me the Unicorn. I think it's a Salberg thing. I'm pretty sure that's what Malcolm said. Yeah, I think the next night they're playing at the Unicorn. Let's just say that. What else is going on? There are a lot of shows happening this weekend because it's the weekend before Halloween. This Friday, you have Fake Shark Real Zombie at the Unicorn. Sorry, this Saturday, they're playing at the Unicorn. But another show's going on at the Cobalt. We have the Remoras, the Denim Demons, and Shake Appeal also playing at the Cobalt. And that is a Ramones cover band, a Turbo Negro cover band, and some other... And a Stooges cover band. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm totally going to that.
That'll be fun. I'll be there. I'm going to be at that show this Saturday. Then next week, we have the Ravenettes playing October 29th at Richards on Richards. Max, did you give away my tickets to the Ravenettes?
The Ravenettes?
Someone gave away a pair of tickets that I reserved.
I didn't give away your tickets.
No, someone gave away the pair of tickets
David
that I reserved.
David
Rave? I don't know. That's not my writing, though. I didn't write that. Whatever. It's okay. It's not like I'm that upset about it. Then after the Ravenettes, we have Henry Rollins playing at the Center for Performing Arts October 30th. That's the Tuesday.
Now, is he playing with his band, or is
he's doing a spoken word show? And I saw him the last time he was here. It was hilarious. It was so good. But this time they're doing reserve seating, so yeah, I didn't jump on tickets for that one because I don't jump on tickets for anything, actually. So I lose. Then the next night is October 31st, of course, so there'll be a bunch of Halloween shows, but the one that I wanted to tell you about is a show called Night of the Living Bands that is happening at the Anza Club, and there are a bunch of cover bands. There's the Remoras playing, Ramones cover band, there's a Damned cover band called That Damned Band, and there's also an All-Star Cramps cover band called Bad People featuring, I believe, Billy Hopeless of the Black Halos. So I think that's what I'm going to be doing Halloween night. I have a costume, but I didn't really have any set plans for Halloween, but I think that'll
What's
be
your costume?
So I'm going to be Elliot from E.T.
Oh.
I'm going to put, I have a BMX, so I'm going to put a milk carton onto it. My friend Rico.
With a little alien.
Yeah, Rico's letting me borrow his E.T., like, stuffed toy, and his finger lights up and he talks and shit. So I'm going to wrap that in a little blanket.
Rico has one of those?
Rico.
That's so cute.
It was Jules. It belonged to Jules, and then Rico took it. But they're lending it to me, and then I'm just going to get, like, a red hoodie from work and wear jeans, and I'll be Elliot. Ouch.
I was thinking of being David Bowie.
Really? I've heard, you're the third person to say that you wanted to be David Bowie for Halloween.
Were they 4'11 and Asian?
Before what?
Were they 4'11 and Asian?
Living in Asia?
Were they 4'11 and Asian? The other people?
Oh, no.
Hey, no. You want to do a mass Bowie one night? I've got the makeup. We could do the lightning bolt from Aladdin saying. I've done it before.
We could, yeah.
That'd be fun. Let's get like 20 people and do it.
I was thinking about getting a haircut, like the Ziggy Stardust haircut. Just for
the orange mullet?
No. Like the like big fizzy and then like the extensions at the bottom.
The orange mullet.
Yeah, the orange mullet. I was like, maybe I should just get a haircut like fucking Ziggy Stardust.
I think you should do it.
I was just having a freak out. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I probably won't.
You'd be able to pull it off, though.
Sure, guys. Sure. Going on to talk about shows. If that does not interest you, if that show does not interest you, there's another show happening. You can go see Bison at the Cobalt. They have been voted best local band, like best live local band. So Bison playing at the Cobalt October 31st. Or if that doesn't tickle your fancy, perhaps a little ska would do you some good. Los Furios and DJ Scotty will be performing at Pat's Pub October 31st as well. So quite a few options. That's not all. The internet will give you more if you needed to know. Beginning of November, we have Knucklehead playing with Alternate Action and Burning Down at the Anza Club. And that is November 2nd. And as tempting as a show as that sounds, the Nardwar anniversary show is also happening that night. November 2nd, Nardwar's band, The Evaporators, The Transmitters, and The Pack are all playing here at the Student Union Building Ballroom, and it's all for free. But you still need to pick up tickets because
and there's a beverage garden. There's also a beverage garden.
Yep, I mentioned that too. There's an alcoholic beverage garden for people that are interested in that. But it is still an all-ages show because the beverage garden will be segregated.
But there will be CITR DJs spinning inside the beverage
garden. Of course.
So if you are of age and would enjoy to come take a break from the bands and perhaps get an alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverage, then you should stop by. I think we'll also have snacks, too.
Maybe. I do like snacks.
Snacks are delicious.
So that's also happening November 2nd. I don't know. It's a toss-up. Next night, the Locust are playing here at UBC with Despise Icon. It's happening in the Student Union Building Ballroom. That's November 3rd. What else is happening? The Dropkick Murphys show is happening October 6th. They're playing with the Briggs and the Tossers at the Commodore Ballroom. But like Victoria and I discovered, apparently that show is sold out. They'll come back. They come back every year.
I know they come back every year, but that's really sad.
It's okay. Well, it's good for them. It's cash grab. The Ponies are playing at Richards on Richards November 7th. Bleeding Through and Him are playing at the Croatian Cultural Center November 9th. What else is going on? Ooh, a big show happening. Scratch Records 20th anniversary is also going down, featuring Destroyer, Vote Robot, Pink Mountain Tops, The Riff Randalls, Dustin Cole, and other musical guests. They will be performing at Richards on Richards, and that is happening November 10th. The next night, Puffy AmiYumi is also playing at Richards on Richards. What? I already mentioned that. I already talked about this. Nardwar. Yeah, I know. I just spoke it wrong. Whatever. It's okay.
AmiYumi, I did not know that.
Puffy AmiYumi is playing at Richards on Richards November 11th. Isis and These Arms Are Snakes are playing at Richards as well, November 15th. Guar, Horse the Band, and others I didn't write down are playing at the Commodore, November 16th. Chimera, Cataclysm, and Terror. Bye! At the Croatian Cultural Center, November 26th. The Parallels are playing at Pub 340 on November 30th. Let's skip down a bit here. Alexis on Fire and Anti-Flake, who played a while ago, are playing at the Peony Forum, and I didn't write down the date, so maybe November 31st, probably. Let's guess that. 30 days past November 30th. There's no 31st day. Maybe the last day of November, sometime there. And Shonen Knife. Shonen Knife is coming to Vancouver. They're playing at Richards on Richards December 13th. Very nice. Thanks. Very nice, Victoria. Yeah, that's more than enough show listings for you right now, I believe. So we leave
it.
Yeah, that was a lot. That's more than I than I usually do. That's more than my usual. There's only one show I remember going on, and that's tonight. Other than that, I don't know what's happening.
Did you mention Nardwar's thing?
Oh my god, guys. I'm not even on the exec anymore. Oh my god. All right. We've mentioned the Nardwar thing probably every 10 minutes.
Just making sure.
Yep. All right. Cool. Sweet. In 5 minutes, we have the Inkstud show coming up next. Robin is not coming in today, unfortunately, but the show is pre-recorded and wonderful as always. And next week, I do believe, he is doing an interview with Adrian Tomine, and I will be there. Here. I will still be here to help him interview Adrian. I'm most excited to do so. More details on that maybe next week, this week. I don't know. Not too clear. But I will leave you off now, maybe with some flogging, Molly, just because I played some drop kicks a while ago, and it kind of got me in the mood for that type of music. So maybe some flogging, Molly, and then we'll see if we have time for one more song. Slip by, and it still felt the same. People had fun and came and went, and the only thing that stayed the same. But if you didn't see, you felt. So it looks like I don't really have time for another song. So thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for listening, calling in this week. I'll be back next week, and I will do my All Saints Day show. I will put it together. I don't even know why it didn't occur to me. I was here, like, how many hours before my show? I was here at, like, yeah, I was here at 11. You know, you think it would have come across my mind at some point or the other, but it didn't. So I'll be doing my Halloween / All Saints Day show next week. Oops. That was Flogging Molly off of their album Drunken Lullabies. That song was the title track. Once again, thanks for listening, guys. This is a pre-recorded show for the Ink Studs, the comic book nerds, my favorite comic book nerds. And then after the Ink Studs at 3, we have Crimes and Treasons with Brendan. So stay tuned to CITR. Thursdays. Woo, Thursdays. Victoria's favorite day. Yes, she's nodding. Yes, she is. So without further ado, here is the Ink Studs show on CITR.